There's a dramatic pause, something Paul Harvey taught us. If you want to get everybody's attention, that's all you have to do. It's 8:11, and it's time for Dean Richards' Entertainment Report. Good morning, Dean.
On my show, when that happens, we just call it a screw-up.
Britney Spears is going to speak in her conservatorship hearing. Is this something that is going to be on Zoom, or is it going to be public?
I don't think they've been doing these conservatorship trials on cameras. The answer is I don't really know. I don't think they've been doing it in the past. You know, now that you've got an A-lister in there, I don't know if that is going to be something different. But for the past several years, a battle has been going on over who controls Britney Spears' legal and financial affairs, since she sort of had a breakdown a couple of years ago. Her father has been in charge of the conservatorship, but Britney doesn't want him to be the conservator anymore. He actually temporarily stepped aside when he had some health issues and somebody else took over, and Britney would like either that to continue or just to end the conservatorship for good. But she has not, there have been so many legal proceedings about this, but she has not appeared or spoken about this in the courtroom for over 2 years. So this is kind of a big deal that she's going to take the stand. This would be the dramatic final scene in Perry Mason, you know, when they reveal the big witness that reveals what's really going on with the whole thing.
Almost as big a deal as the Flintstones being revived. Tell us about this.
This is maybe the biggest story of the century coming out, that the modern Stone Age family will be coming back to television in a primetime adult comedy series. This is going to be on Fox. Elizabeth Banks, the actress and director, is going to be the producer of all this, and she will also be the voice of Pebbles Flintstone. This new show is going to be called Bedrock. And the premise of it all is good old Fred Flintstone is about to retire. Now, if I've done my math correctly, when this show first premiered, wouldn't Fred Flintstone be about 80 years old now?
About 180, maybe.
Only just retiring now? They have terrible work plans at the quarry, retirement plans. But Pebbles is now a 20-something, and she is just now embarking out on her own. So it's not the first time they've redone Flintstones. They did that live-action version with John Goodman and Rick Moranis and Elizabeth Perkins and Rosie O'Donnell. Even Elizabeth Taylor was in that Flintstones movie that came out back in 1994, and they did a made-for-TV movie. But this one's going to be animated. You know, the Flintstones was the first prime-time animated series to run. You know, now we've got Family Guy and Simpsons and, you know, so many others. It's pretty commonplace now, but it all started with the Honeymooners spoof, tribute, homage with the Flintstones back in the early 1960s.
Still like the Flintstones. It holds up, just like the Honeymooners.
I enjoy it as well. You have to go on YouTube for the real enjoyment to see the commercials for Winston cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
That they used to run on the show with Fred and Barney just sitting around the backyard smoking cigarettes. Hey, Fred, I really enjoy these Winston cigarettes.
You gotta love that.
Yeah.
And how? Let's get to some new music. Billie Eilish coming out with one, huh?
Yeah, no new music to play for you today, but word has come out that Billie Eilish is going to be releasing her new album on June 30th, but she's going to be releasing a new song tomorrow. So, you know, if it comes out early in the morning, we'll be able to give you a little taste of it. But the album is going to be called Happier Than Ever, 16 tracks on it. She put a short video out featuring her new blonde hair. That's a big deal. You know, if there's hair news to report, we are number one in Chicago on hair news.
Yep.
It's on her Instagram account, but she says this is the favorite thing that she's ever created. She's very excited and very nervous and eager for everybody to hear it. So maybe we'll have a new track to play for you tomorrow.
Tell us about what's going on at the Lyric Opera and what they're doing. Is that when is that happening?
This is starting tonight. This is, you know, one of the coolest things. We've told you about so many different kind of performances that have been going on, you know, during the pandemic time. Most of them have been virtual. But this one that they're going to be doing for the Lyric Opera is something that is you do in your car. And you go to the Millennium Park Garage downtown, this underground garage, and you drive through the different levels of the Millennium Park Garage. And on each level, they've got performers, and they've tied together the Chicago premiere of the final chapter of Wagner's Ring Cycle called Twilight Gods. And it's all decorated down there, and they allow about 9 vehicles in at a time, so you can, you know, stop and listen to the performances on each level, and then put your car in drive and go to the next level, to the next set of performers. I mean, these world-class operatic singers and instrumentalists, they're doing poetry and spoken word performances. And it's pretty cool. Now, the whole thing runs 70 minutes, so, you know, it's not that long. It's perfectly safe because you stay in your car. You can even leave your windows rolled up because, you know, and you will never hear me telling you to turn on your FM radio. But what you do is you turn your FM radio to 88.3. And all the performers have microphones on, so you can you hear perfect performances coming out of your radio.
It's like the drive-in.
It's like the drive-in, exactly. So it's perfectly COVID-safe. And the problem is that this thing's been sold out for weeks. So if you do want to go to this, go to lyricopera.org. Put your name on a waiting list, and if somebody drops out, maybe you will be able to get in. But it premieres tonight, and it only goes through Sunday, May the 2nd.
Cool. And people are still talking about Glenn Close and her little dance on the Oscars, aren't they, Dean?
Yeah. Nobody's talking about the movies that won, but everybody's talking about the show, the ratings, and Glenn Close's dance that she did on the Oscars on Sunday night. The comedian, the Chicago comedian, Lil Rel Howery, was doing a little thing where he was going around to the nominees asking about Oscar trivia. And he came to Glenn Close and played a song, thinking that she would never be able to answer the name of the song, because the song was Debut, which is, you know, about shaking your posterior section of your body, a song that was used in the Spike Lee movie School Days. But on the telecast, she starts spouting off all these facts about the songs, you know, like she was a hip hop rapper herself, and then got up and did the butt dance that really brought the house down. Maybe one of the highlights of the whole show. But yesterday she revealed what really went on behind the making of all of that. She did reveal that she did know that Lil Rel was going to ask her about the song Debut. So she and her table mates, which included Oscar winner Daniel Kaluuya, started telling her about the song and who did the song and who performed on it. So when she was spouting off all those facts, that was thanks to her table mates who gave her all that. And then she Googled it on her phone, and she saw the actual music video and the dance being done. And that is how she was able to replicate those slick dance moves that are ingrained in our memories forever, no matter how much we try to forget.
Now, talk about this Chicago Tribune Citizen Kane story. What did they do exactly?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting here. Now, you know, the movie Citizen Kane from 1941, from 80 years ago, pretty much has been considered to be one of the greatest movies of all time, if not the greatest movie of all time. There is this movie review aggregation site that's called RottenTomatoes.com. That's where a lot of critics post their reviews, and, you know, depending on the number of good ratings, it gets a certain percentage number. And Citizen Kane for as long as the site has existed, Citizen Kane has had a perfect score of 100% fresh this whole time. Somebody was digging around and found a Chicago Tribune review from 1941, which was not a positive review of Citizen Kane, and it got posted on the site. And after 80 years, it ruined Citizen Kane's perfect record, knocked it down to 99%. So it is no longer, you know, by technicality on Rotten Tomatoes, the number one movie of all time. It's bumped down considerably, moving up to the number one spot. To quote Casey Kasem, moving up a spot, is the movie called Paddington 2, which is a very charming movie that came out, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, something like that. It's about a talking bear and his family. It's a very, very sweet movie, and it also has had no bad reviews. So now it moves up to the number one spot. Citizen Kane moves down to the number two spot. Thank you, 1941 Tribune movie critic, for spoiling everything for poor Orson Welles and his classic motion picture. Actually, the critic who wrote that review for the Chicago Tribune, I don't know what the person's real name was, but their byline on the review was Matt Tenay.
No, sure.
Matinee.
You know, that's not fair because Citizen Kane probably had a zillion reviews and that Paddington movie had like 12 or something. So
probably a few more than that, but you're, you know, an 80-year-old movie versus a 4 or 5-year-old movie.
Yeah.
You know, that's that doesn't seem right. So
Dean Richards will be cooking on Channel 9 around 9:30 this morning, and we always like to watch and see if he'll burn himself drop food on the sidewalk.
Yeah, there's a good chance of burning today because I'm going to be making a Greek spanakopita today, the spinach and feta pie, except I'm going to do it sort of as a log. I'm doing it as a roll up in the phyllo dough instead of, you know, flat in the pan the way it's normally made or in those little triangles. So it's a little bit of a different take on it, but we are using the oven. There's a fairly good chance that I could get burnt today. Also, we're starting something new today. We will send you my recipes every week. If you text the word cooks to 97999, cooks to 97999, that'll put you on our list, and we'll send you the recipes that I'm cooking every single week.
Opa to you, Dean.
Opa.